Welcome to the Nutrition Science Podcast, where we help you cut through the noise and make informed, science-based decisions about nutrition and your health.
All right, welcome back to the Nutrition Science Podcast. Today I have my good friend Casey on the show. I am really looking forward to this episode where you're going to be talking about how to actually change your behaviors, because we talk a lot about the science of nutrition and exercise and why these things are important. But none of it matters if you can't actually implement those changes and implement those habits. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So Casey has a PhD in psychology. And so this is what's important is the actual mindset piece of it if you're trying to change your behavior. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And Casey specializes in health behavior change. She runs a coaching program called KJO Coaching, where she does coaching around the mindset, more so than a lot of what a lot of coaches are doing is just like giving macro plans and that type of thing. You know, Casey's program is focused on really helping to change behavior and change the mindset that helps to change behavior, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And then she also runs a program that is a certification for coaches called the Health Mindset Coaching Certification, which we'll talk about a little bit as well today. So Casey, thanks for coming on.
Yay, I'm excited to be here. You forgot to tell them that we're also getting married.
Oh, are we?
According to the internet would love that.
I forgot about that. So someone someone asked Casey if we're getting married or something like that in your Instagram stories.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime a photo goes up with Adrian and a female, it's like, what are we going to do with this girl?
Well, I'm a single parent, so everyone thinks about like, oh, who can we set him up with? Even all of my friends are like, oh, I have a friend. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. Yeah. Yeah. So let's get into the topic and discuss, this topic overall of why it's important. Why did you get into, health behavior change? What got you interested in this topic? And what made you want to get a PhD in it?
Yeah, so I think I started like a lot of coaches start and found passion and interest in health and fitness because I saw it make a really big impact in my own life. And especially from a strength training perspective and being a woman, I think I saw a lot of not just benefits like physically, but also benefits mentally and how being consistent in the gym and taking care of myself from a health and fitness perspective showed up in a lot of areas of my life, dedication for things, confidence in other things. And I, I was in college and was really starting to fall in love with health and fitness and see all the benefits that it did bring to me. And I was at the time pursuing a degree in psychology, but was going like the criminal psychology track. And I really started to think to myself, like, why do we have this obesity epidemic on our hands? Why are so many people so aware that working out and eating healthy is so good for them? And so many people are aware of all of the benefits that it gives them, but so many people are not doing it. Like there's something else going on here. And because I was getting a degree in psychology and was more, you know, general psychology outside of the research that I was doing at like prisons and jails, but we don't need to go that direction. I was able to kind of like start to see and like connect some dots. I'm like, this has to be like a psychological thing, right? It has to be something to do with like their perspective, their belief system, something like that. So I kind of decided to go the route of like melding together health, fitness, and psychology rather than going the psychology and criminology direction. And with that, I realized like the best next thing I can do to become an expert and start to try to answer these questions as to why are people not doing this is to become an expert in the field. So started to play around with the idea of like master's education, PhD, that sort of thing. And I came across the Mindset Lab at NC State. And Dr. Jenny Burnett was doing, she's the one who owns the lab there, faculty member. And she was doing research on growth versus fixed mindset and specifically how it impacts obesity. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. I had never heard of like the science of mindset before. Like I didn't know that was even really a thing. And so I applied, I interviewed, I loved her, I loved Raleigh, North Carolina. Loved the direction of the research that she was doing. And I was like, this is an opportunity for me to like go in and see like maybe mindset is the answer, like health behavior change in like some capacity, like these things are intertwined. And that was the direction I wanted to take my research. So spent like nearly 5 years focusing on growth versus fixed mindset and how it plays a role in how often we exercise, how healthy we eat. And also was becoming a nutrition coach at the same time. So I got to do a lot of like, essentially would go from the lab to the wild and was able to see like what I was doing in like a controlled lab setting play out as I was working with clients one-on-one. I was actually doing a lot of like in-person coaching too. So I could kind of like even gauge just how people would respond to how I would say things differently sort of from a mindset perspective. And that's where I really started to like see that so much of the coaching industry was doing things honestly not super beneficial to the client when it comes to mindset and behavior change. And now I'm kind of sitting here like, okay, I think I'm starting to answer this question of like, why are people not doing this more? And it has to do with their mindset. And there are not very many coaches out there that are like doing this like quote unquote correctly when it comes to true, real, you know, if we're going to call it mindset coaching, like it's just not happening. But it's because the education isn't there. No, not asking every like fitness coach to go and get a PhD in psychology to learn how to coach their clients from a behavior change perspective. And that is where the health mindset coaching certification was born, because I wanted to get more of this information and this training into the hands of health and fitness coaches.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate that. So I want you to go into more detail about growth versus fixed mindset, because you talked about that. You talked about studying that for quite some time. I know some people don't really aren't familiar with that. So can you go into more detail about what that is? What's a growth mindset? What's a fixed mindset? Why it's so important when it comes to our habits, when it comes to obesity?
Yeah, for sure. And it is true. I think the word mindset is tossed around a lot and you hear growth mindset all of the time now. That was not the case in 2015 when I was starting to do some of this research. It was not as popular. And I think because of that, though, a lot of people think they know what we're talking about and what everybody's talking about, but it's very possible everybody's talking about different things, right? So yeah. Growth versus fixed mindset. And I guess we'll back up a layer first. Mindset from a research perspective, how it's talked about in the literature and in the work that I did and like colleagues are still doing at this point, is essentially the lens that you're taking to see the world through and make sense of things, assign meaning to things. That is your mindset. But then if we can go a layer deeper, we can kind of sprout out two different types of mindsets, and that's the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. And ultimately, what we're talking about here is whether or not you believe in your ability to change, whether it's like a behavior, a trait, an ability. If you actually believe you can make those changes, you can grow, you can develop, you can get better at those things, you have a growth mindset about that thing. A fixed mindset is the exact opposite. Like it's essentially not believing in your ability to make changes, to develop, to grow, to whatever, to improve in that area. And they are, as they say, domain specific, just fancy research way of saying that you could have a growth mindset in one area and have a fixed mindset in another area. That's something that I see talked about, honestly, incorrectly a lot, just on general social media posts and things like that. It's kind of talked about growth mindset being sort of a like blanket statement. So you either have a growth mindset about everything or you have a fixed mindset about everything. When the truth is, you could have, say, a growth mindset about your career and your ability to continue to climb the ranks in the roles inside your job. But when it comes to maybe health and fitness, maybe you don't. And it is more of like a fixed mindset. And you see like, okay, well, I can't change my weight. I've never been an exerciser, like that sort of thing. So you could have total growth mindset about your career path, but not so much about your ability to like improve your physique, lose weights, get healthy, et cetera.
That's a really good point. I've never heard anyone describe it in that way, that you can have a growth mindset like about different things, but makes so much sense. And I guess overall, do people like trend towards a growth versus fixed mindset and then have like more specific things that they have, you know, growth versus fixed mindset in?
Yeah, that is honestly how it works and something we've seen in the research as well, that people usually aren't like 100% fixed mindset or 100% growth mindset in any given thing that we're talking about. It's usually that people are leaning towards one or the other. So they have like a stronger affinity towards one direction versus the other. So someone who has a growth mindset isn't necessarily like, oh, they're 100, 100% growth mindset in this thing all of the time. It's just that they are more likely to see things from a growth mindset perspective rather than fixed.
How do we determine if someone, like, how do you determine if you have a fixed versus a growth mindset? Like, what are some ways to kind of spot that?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can see this in someone, but a lot of it can come down to either language or how you respond to certain things. So how I like to set this up for people to be like, okay, well, how do I recognize where my fixed mindset is? Or if you're a coach, like, how do I start to even figure out if I have a client who has a fixed mindset and that's what's holding them back? Because I will say too, if you are looking to help your clients have more of a growth mindset, which you should always be doing, the first thing you need to be able to do is spot the fixed mindset in the first place. So this is kind of like a first step for a lot of things too. And something that I like to share is feedback, setbacks, and success. So when it comes to feedback, how are you or how is your client taking the feedback that you receive or that you are giving to the client? Like, what does that end up looking like? So for you, if you're getting feedback from a boss, a friend, your mom, whoever, and you're, even if it's just in your own head, you're thinking to yourself like, okay, so they're giving me this feedback, but like, they don't actually know, like it's, they may not actually be correct. Like, I'm just going to like nod along. Like, even if it's in the back of your head and you're not saying directly like, no, I actually, like, I don't accept the feedback. I don't think you're correct. I still think I'm correct. Even if you're not saying it directly, which obviously some people will say it directly too, that is still very much indicative of a fixed mindset. If you have a growth mindset and you're receiving feedback from someone, you really truly are like seeking that feedback. You're like, please give it to me because I so badly want to get better. And I know that this is the way to get better, that if I receive this feedback, I can use it as sort of like ammunition to continue to improve. Whereas again, someone with a fixed mindset sees it as like, no, I'm still correct. Like that this is not an opportunity for me to get better. I am where I am. And what I did is the way to do it, right? And then the next one is setbacks. So how you respond to setbacks, or maybe how your clients respond to setbacks. If you think about doing something, not necessarily maybe even incorrectly, but it could just be like a misstep, like how you respond to those things. Someone with a fixed mindset is going to see that as essentially information to the fact that they aren't good enough, that they're not capable. Like, oh, I knew it all along. Like, see, here it is. Here's like the exact example of what I thought was going to happen and why I'm not capable of doing this in the first place. Where someone with a growth mindset is going to see a setback as essentially just like great information, because now you know that that way, how you just did it, isn't the right way. So we can kind of like scratch that off and know that's not going to work. And that opens up opportunity for everything, all the other possibilities, right? All the other ways of doing things. So it's essentially good information to have, because that's not the best way to do it. So now we can move on to the next thing. So you can see there how someone with a fixed mindset in this way would get like very down on themselves very quickly and essentially just continue to like see all these setbacks and like wrong directions as evidence that they're not good enough, that they're not capable, they can't improve. Or someone with a fixed growth mindset rather is essentially excited for those setbacks. It's like, okay, cool. So now what can I learn from this situation to do differently next time? And the last one is success. So when I'm talking about success, I don't mean like the success of yourself or if your clients are like the success of themselves. It's more so the success of other people. So if you are scrolling Instagram and you, let's say you are a coach and you're coming across like other coaches that you follow and you're like, wow, this coach like signed 6 new clients today. Like I haven't signed a client in like a few weeks. And what does that mean about me? And like, maybe they just got lucky, or maybe you start to like justify why that coach was able to sign X amount of clients and you weren't. Like, oh, that's because they're well connected, or her boyfriend is like has a really big following, so that's probably why she got all of those clients. You start to go in this, get to this place of just trying to justify and rationalize why someone else was successful and why you weren't. And you use things to justify that you don't have. So you don't have the super successful boyfriend. You don't have those connections. You don't whatever. So makes it feel better for you with a fixed mindset that like, well, that's not something I'm capable of doing because I don't have the things that that person has. Someone with a growth mindset would come across the same exact information and think to themselves, man, I've had like a like really slow last few weeks. I've not been signing clients, but to see that this coach who's in the same industry as me is working with similar clients was able to sign 6 of them this week. Like that makes me really hopeful. I'm actually seeing this person as inspiration. Like, this is exciting. It means that it's possible for me. So you can see very different perspectives here. And then who do you think ultimately is going to end up being the more successful coach from that perspective, right? Person who has a fixed mindset just thinks like, it's kind of like victim mentality in a way, whereas the person with a growth mindset is seeing this as like opportunity, inspiration. Maybe I'll go talk to this person and try to figure out what they're doing differently than I am, that sort of thing. So those are the big ones that, I mean, I could go on and on with other things here, but things that you can really look for that I see are probably the most common is response to feedback, setbacks, and success.
Wow, that was really insightful. Like, I was listening to this and I was thinking about all of the ways that I respond to feedback. Like, do I have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset? So let's go into more detail about this. So if you do have a more fixed mindset towards something, what are the ways that you can improve that and move towards a more growth mindset?
Yeah. So first things first, become more aware of your fixed mindset. It's like the really unsexy answer that nobody wants to hear, but it's like really start to pay attention to where your fixed mindset shows up.
Track your calories.
Right. Exactly. It's interesting how there's like a through line of the same theme always. Yeah. More awareness, become more aware of it. Honestly, track it. You know, like you could like every time you notice some of this stuff come up, like maybe throw it in like an Apple note or something. But the more you can become aware and like understand too, like what your triggers are for that fixed mindset, the more likely you are to like actually start to make changes to it. Because if you like, you can't change what you don't know needs changing. Like it really, this is really a true requirement. And maybe when you heard me go through the feedback, setbacks, and success examples, there was like some things that came up to you in your head. You're like, oh, wow, yeah, I do kind of do that. Or I do get really jealous when I see other people being successful in an area that I'm working towards. I didn't really know that that had anything to do with my mindset. But now that you know that, the idea would be like, notice again when it comes up later. And in the moment, you can do your best to kind of like actively go a different direction. So if you notice that come up for you, you're thinking that as you're scrolling on Instagram, take a step back and think, how could I say this or think this in a more growth mindset oriented way? And it's going to feel really unnatural and it's going to feel awkward and it's going to feel stupid, but this is truly how we start to rewire our brains. And if you can do that over and over again and like get the reps in, and continue to try to push yourself in this different direction, over time, you'll notice when you come across someone who is successful in an area that you're wanting to be successful in, you start to think to yourself like, oh, what are they doing that maybe I'm not doing? Like maybe there's something I can learn from this person. You'll notice yourself starting to go there first, but it's going to take some time because you're so used to going this other direction. So we really need to like create what we know of neuroplasticity. Like your brain is always changing all of the time. And this is a way for you to kind of like direct the neuroplasticity. So I know that sounds like a little bit more like easier said than done type of situation. And also maybe just like too simple in general, but that really is a way to get started with this. And then obviously if there's something in an area, whether it's health and fitness, business, whatever, where you feel like you could use more support in from a mindset perspective, finding resources, finding a coach, finding someone who can be a mentor and guide you and ask you the right questions and help kind of push you down that path too. So it's not just your own responsibility every time it comes up.
Yeah, I think that external feedback can be really helpful, as you mentioned, because for a lot of people, it's just not your nature to have these thoughts. And maybe you just need help with someone to help plant them into your mind and help you develop them and develop those patterns around them so that, because if your nature is just to go straight towards when you get feedback, get defensive, or when there's a setback, you just give up, it's really easy to just continue on with what you've always done. And having that external feedback of someone else to say, hey, you know, this is a setback, but this is also teaching you something about what's not working for you, that can help really to shift your mindset. And as you mentioned, a lot of coaches don't implement this type of stuff into their coaching because they don't have the education in it, because they haven't, this isn't really taught in like personal training certifications or nutrition Like if you get a degree in nutrition, you're not necessarily going to learn about growth mindset and fixed mindset. I took a lot of psychology, and that was like a portion of my dissertation was on health behavior change. And I didn't feel like I got nearly enough into it. And I spent quite a bit of time reading about, you know, health behavior change strategies and those type of things. So it's really, really important, you know, what you're doing with the certification, because a lot of coaches are just not supporting their clients in this way. And this is, as you're talking, I'm like, this is really the stuff that's going to drive long-term change, is if you can have a setback and see that in a positive way, that's the difference between improving over the long term versus just giving up over and over and over again, which is what most people are doing.
Yeah, it is interesting, because I feel like if you were to ask any health and fitness coach, like, do you work with human behavior? All of them would say, like, of course, absolutely. That's like everything that I do, right? From exercise and nutrition perspective, like everything I do is like working with humans on their behavior. But then ask them again if they have any formal training or education in human behavior. And it's like, I don't know. Maybe I took this NLP course one time, or I listened to this like audiobook, maybe. But it's so not common. And it's so interesting, because I think probably my story resonates at the beginning too, of all of you who are listening, who are coaches, or if you're been a client, are a client, or just like doing this stuff on your own, you've probably heard this, been in this situation before, where it's like, I know what I need to do, but I just can't get myself to do it. It's like, and it's not a knowledge issue. Like, no one needs to tell you that vegetables are good for you. No one needs to tell you that you need to get to the gym X amount of times a week. Like, you know these things and you know the benefits. So like, what is missing here? And ultimately it's behavior change, it's mindset, it's psychology, all the stuff that most coaches have not been taught at all, which is like, it's really crazy when you think about it.
It is. And that's, you know, during my PhD, I purposefully like wanted to include a piece of my PhD on health behavior change. And that was because I knew it. Like, I had this conversation with my advisor. I'm like, look, this piece isn't that important if we can't get people to do things. So I want to talk about the psychology aspect of it and incorporate it into my dissertation. But and that was so psychology was also my like minor in undergrad too. And I always knew it was important and always tried to put some emphasis on it, but I never met anyone, or I didn't know people were doing like full PhDs in psychology, like in focusing on this. And when I came across your stuff and other people, I'm like, oh, this is really the information that I was looking for and trying to learn on my own, you know, during that time and trying to incorporate, because like you said, it's so important in your own life. And then, and when you apply it to clients, if you're a coach, that's what's going to help you get results. It's not, you know, macros and those type of things. So those are important, but at the end of the day, 7 years from now, if you help someone see nutrition differently and help someone see, you know, see the way that they approach nutrition and lifestyle and exercise completely differently, that's going to stick with them forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And it's like, I want people who are listening to not feel that they're incompetent or they did something wrong, because it really is like, it's honestly a failure on like the coaching industry's part and all of these like nutrition and exercise certifications. I mean, even people who have, I think you mentioned this too, like advanced degrees in nutrition. Like, I know registered dietitians who were like, had know nothing about healthy communication methods with their clients. I'm like, how do you have an advanced degree in literally helping people with their nutrition, but you've never like really learned how to like explain things in a certain way and ask certain questions from a behavior change perspective. And not to like knock all of these advanced certifications or degrees or whatever when it comes to exercise, metabolism, nutrition, like all of that stuff is important too. But the biggest issue is that you could continue to get all of these additional certification specializations in some of these things, and it's going to fall flat if you don't know how to actually deliver this stuff to your clients with a like backbone of mindset, psychology, and behavior change. So you can continue to think like, hey, this is where a lot of won't get too much of my soapbox here, but a lot of coaches who suffer from like imposter syndrome and feel like they're just like not good enough and their clients can't stick to the plan and they keep self-sabotaging, that they just need more like nutrition and exercise methods. Like that's what they're missing. Oh, I just need to like find the perfect like nutrition plan for this client. And then they'll finally stick to it. And that's not the case. Like you can continue to strive for more and more of that, which again, great to have those tools in your toolbox, but that's not the core issue. Like you can continue to have like, okay, now I know everything there is to know about female hormones. Like great, but that's still not going to help your clients like check in on time and stop self-sabotaging on the weekends. And that's where mindset and psychology really play the biggest role.
Yeah, completely agree. So let's talk about your certification that you offer, because I know you're opening enrollment pretty soon, and this is what you're teaching to coaches. And, you know, we're getting on our soapbox around this. And yes, it is like you do offer the certification, but we're talking about this because it's really important. Like I'm not bringing you on because of, you know, the certification and all of that. Like this is really important. And I know all of you who are listening, so far, I know you've gotten a lot of value from what we've discussed so far. Casey puts out great information, and really this is a piece that I don't talk about on my podcast because it's not my expertise. You know, I like talking about the nutrition stuff and just like you said, the metabolism and all of that good stuff. I love talking about that, but, you know, and I can give practical tips and things here and there, but, in terms of really learning about the behavior change, like the science of behavior change and how that all works, like Casey is an expert in that. So I highly recommend, you know, anyone who's listening to this, who has gotten value from this, make sure you go follow her on social media. I'll put her Instagram handle in the show notes, and then you can check out her website as well. I'll put all of that information into the show notes. And also, if anyone is a coach and you are interested in helping your clients with these things, what we're going to talk about now is the certification that Casey offers. Because if you are listening and you're a coach and you are experiencing those things, like Casey mentioned, with your clients who are self-sabotaging, they're not checking in, you're not getting the results you want, this is probably going to be really helpful for you. So you definitely want to tune in and listen and listen to more about the opportunity that Casey's going to talk about now.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing I will note too, definitely not just trying to swindle you guys all in and make you buy things here. I do have, you said, Adrian, March 11th, this will be out by?
Yes.
Okay, so there is a free workshop series going on right now as you're listening to this, assuming you are before March 14th listening to this. And even then after, the replay page will be up for a while. So I'm doing a 3-part video series called The Coaching Code, where I do give some practical tips. I'm trying to put those words together. Practical tips and some things that you can implement right away. Again, totally free, no strings attached. So you can come hang out with me for what will end up probably being like 3 to 6 hours of free content that way. And then if you go through that, or if you decide to bypass that entirely, that's fine too. And then think, okay, this is something that I'm interested in. I do think that this would be helpful for my clients. It kind of gives you like a taste and a better idea of what that could actually look like. Then the Health Mindset Coaching Certification is the next best step for you. And we are opening enrollment for that on March 18th. And it's the 18th through the 21st that you can enroll. We only open enrollment twice per year. This is not just a total DIY, buy at any time. Hopefully you finish it. You're on your own type of program. I am there with you every step of the way. So we're doing live calls every week to kind of help you discuss and like work through the content, because all of the content itself is pre-recorded. So you can kind of watch that on your own time. But then I'm there to help you with any client cases, to go through exact examples, go through application things, so you feel like you can really implement the science into your coaching, since that is literally the purpose of the entire program. It is 13 weeks in length, and we are going through essentially like foundations of behavior change. So a little bit of like psych 101 type of stuff, but again, specifically for health and fitness coaches. So we're talking about health and fitness clients, that type of population. We're talking about your check-in forms. We're talking about applications. We're talking about check-in calls if you do them. So it is very, very specific to health and fitness coaches. And then from there, we're going into kind of the fun stuff like self-control, self-sabotage, growth versus fixed mindset, habit formation, What else do we have in there? Motivation, goal setting, kind of those big dial movers from a psychological perspective. And then from there, we'll talk a little bit more about like how do we actually start to implement a lot of this stuff from an application perspective. So we'll talk about communication methods, like exact questions to ask. We have some like client handouts that you can quite literally hand over to your clients. They fill it out, they give it back to you, and that gives you more information for where to go next from a mindset and behavior change perspective. And we wrap it all up and tie it up with a nice bow at the end, doing a client case study. So we're not letting you leave until you go through this client case study and actually take the information you learned and apply it with a hypothetical client. And then you're getting feedback, which hopefully after the certification, you would be happy to receive all of the feedback. You'll get feedback from myself or one of my coaches who are helping me do some of the grading and essentially help you continue to improve through the very end. We have on average like a 93% success rate with this model. So I can tell you like it's been well received and we really want to set you up for success, not just like give you a bunch of science and information and hope that you digest it and can put it out there. So that's why we have it kind of set up this way.
Yeah. And I've seen your testimonials and reviews, and I've known people who have gone through the certification, and I can tell you I've seen nothing but positive feedback. I haven't gone through it myself, but everybody that I've seen who has gone through it and everybody that I've known who I've spoken to who's gone through it has had nothing but positive things to say. I'm like, I don't know what Casey's doing in there. Like you're doing something magical. Like I want to join just to see what you're setting up in there that's getting such positive feedback.
And we do have a lot of fun too. We're big nerds and we nerd out on all the stuff, but like the calls are so fun and there's always just like random stuff that we're talking about too. And it's getting tossed in there. Like we become truly like a family by the end of it. I mean, we're going through what ends up being, I think, yeah, like 13 to 14 live calls too. So it's a lot of fun. And it's always really sad when the cohorts come to an end, but yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're a coach and you're doing this on your own, which is what a lot of coaches are doing, is trying to figure it out all out on your own. It sounds like you probably get a little bit of a community around that as well, like of other coaches who are going through the same things that can really provide other types of support there.
Yeah, absolutely. You're definitely not alone when it comes to like ghosting clients, clients with all or nothing mentality, clients who aren't checking in, who are like say they're motivated and then fall off soon after. Like that is very common in the industry. But I also want you to know that it fixable might not be the right word, but it's definitely something that can be improved. And there are things you can do from a science backed perspective to make these things better and to see more results with your clients and like end the frustration that you have. And it is really cool to see people like kind of band together around similar examples and help each other out as well. I know a lot of coaches who have actually become like in real life friends through HMCC too, which is really cool and always like super special, but yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And as you mentioned, like with the fixable thing, yeah, it can be improved, but the other side of it, which I'm glad you mentioned this, cause I know there's some coaches still tuning in, is like, that happens. And, you know, some clients do those things and you want to improve your skills for that, but also, understand like being around other coaches helps you understand like that does happen and you want to improve the outcomes that you get as best as possible and develop your skills as best as possible. But sometimes it helps to understand that these things do happen and be in that environment to really, just be around it. The environment, I think, is really, really helpful. Mm-hmm. As you're describing it, I'm like, that piece sounds like it would be very valuable for coaches, just that aspect of it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, coaches are every single week, like multiple coaches in our private community group or on the live calls sharing like, this is the issue I'm having with a client this week. Like, this is what I'm thinking I'm going to try to apply from the program. But does anyone else have any other ideas? You know, I chime in, my co-instructor chimes in, but also other students, other coaches are chiming in too, like, oh, I had a client just like this. This is what I tried, you know? And then I can pop in and be like, I like what this person said. Like, maybe you do that plus add this or make this adjustment. And like, that should work really well. So it is a very like collaborative experience. And like, even someone who maybe doesn't have a ton of clients too, you could just learn from reading through those types of threads or like sitting in and listening in on, oh, this like potential client case happened. And it's like, oh, wow. So it can kind of prepare you for when that does happen in the future as well.
Awesome. Great. So where can people find more information about the program?
Yeah, the best place to go is our website. So it's healthmindsetcert.com. We also have an Instagram page where we keep up to date on like enrollment periods and things like that too. And that's Health Mindset Cert. If you go at any time to the website, you can sign up for the wait list, and that will make sure you are guaranteed to get updates on when we open enrollment. Waitlisters will get earlier access than the public will as well. So that said too, if you're interested in the coaching code, that is kjocoaching.com/the coaching code. It's also listed in both my Instagram bio, the link there, as well as the Health Mindset Cert account too. So it should be pretty easy to access.
Okay. I'll put all the links in the show notes too. So I'm going to need you to send those over to me and I'll get them in the show notes. So if you're listening to this, we went over a lot. Check out the show notes. All the links will be there and you can find more information there. But thank you so much for coming on, Casey. I really appreciate it. I feel like I learned a lot and I want to go listen to more of your content now, because as you were talking about growth versus fixed mindset, my mind was working quite a bit there.
Adrian's worried he has a fixed mindset now. He needs to work on it. I'm worried about it. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Have a great one.